At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Greetings, EastEnders fans. Welcome to this week's Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast, where this week we'll be discussing the episodes that aired between the 3rd to the 6th of November, 2025. How are you all? Hope you're enjoying yourselves in EastEnders this week. And joining me is the wonderful, the fabulous Robert. Hello, Rob. How are you?
Hello, Rihanna. How are you this week? Still in Turkey?
I'm still in Turkey, yes, but I've gone indoors.
Yes,
this time.
Because you've got a storm coming, haven't you?
Storms are brewing.
Yes.
Also hoping that the sound quality will be better this week. Okay, not looking at anybody.
So, can we just address something that might have occurred last week, all right? So, we had a few accusations last week. A few accusations.
Allegations.
All aimed at Rhi, saying that she was pissed, saying that she was on drugs, saying that she was... And we'd just like to clear
Madness.
Up, you were absolutely right. She was absolutely hammered.
I thought I was hiding it really well.
I know, apparently not. No, yeah. Right. Obviously not, okay.
Obviously not.
A connection was odd. I didn't even notice this
while
I was editing
it. We didn't
it,
notice record. Do you know what's annoying is? I thought I was a technical genius because I brought like
No
a
one's
USB...
ever accused you of that, Rhi.
I know, right? Clearly. Mm. I brought a USB-C adapter to plug in my USB thing to think. And I thought, oh, technical genius here. I brought me.
No.
Just need to do it on my iPad with my mic.
You sound pissed.
Apparently, I sounded like... Also, there was one comment. I'm sorry. I know you've deleted it. Thanks for that. But also, like, chill out. Jesus.
What I liked was that I was getting told off as well for allowing you to be drunk on the podcast.
I can't believe you. Yeah, no,
I like the idea that
you have over
I like the idea that I'm in charge.
I know,
since
right.
when
anyway.
Is my question. Anyway, but no, I can promise you, Rhi was not drunk last week, as far as I'm aware. All
and
right?
if I found it this week, I can only apologise. Look, I've
Connection.
Been swapped for my,
Yeah.
you know... Not going to say the brand name, even though I think I can, in mic earphones. So.
Yes. Well, there we are.
Anyway,
then.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, so just to clear that up, Rhi was not
just
drunk
clarify,
last week,
was not
or
drunk.
Under any sort of hallucinogenics or under any sort of
do you know
narcotics.
What? I wish that I had the freedom to do that.
Yeah?
I wish that I could have been. And you know, if I had been, we would have just said, won't we?
Oh, God,
I mean?
This is the thing. If either of us were drunk, we would have said and just made a whole thing of it and then just faced the consequences afterwards, wouldn't we?
Right. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, there we are.
Anyhow.
So, on to this week's EastEnders.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we finally, the show appears to have taken a laxative, and we've got a little bit of movement with some of the storylines.
Yes, we do, finally. Yeah.
Finally. Finally. Mm-hmm. Not with the Zoe stuff. That still sort of plods along as it's got as it
Doesn't
is.
Doesn't it?
Oh, I've lost. I need to find my son. I need to find my cat. I will pay for her personally to find either one of them, to be perfectly honest with you.
I think that's what stage cats are, clearly.
Honestly, honest to God. But the Harry storyline has moved on and quite significantly moved on as well. So
yeah, it's good.
That's good. That's mm-hmm. good. So a few other things to discuss as well. We'll start off with Suki, Eve and the arrival of Norma. She has a handbag,
yes.
Rhi. She has a
she
handbag.
She had a handbag.
She had a handbag.
I feel like she was a bit of a northern snob as well.
Yeah.
I feel like we both called that pretty
Got
well
what we
between
wanted.
Us.
Mm-hmm. Marvellous. So let's start off with that in this week's Albert Square After Dark. So, Norma, Eve's mum, has arrived on the square. Fabulous first line. Let me in before I get mugged. Which, in all fairness, it's Walford. Nothing, anything is possible. You could get blown
yeah.
up. You could
yeah.
get murdered. You could mm-hmm. get run over. Mugging actually doesn't go on that much in EastEnders, to be fair.
No,
does
it doesn't, does it? Yeah.
No.
Out of all of the things that she could have yeah. said, yeah, like before I get set on fire or...
Yeah, yeah, no, no risk of that, love. No, not at all. What are we thinking, Norma?
Absolutely love her here for a want a back
I would quite like her
permanently.
back. It does feel as though there's unfinished business by the time she leaves, right? Because, and I quite liked this, the idea that there is quite obviously a lot of resentment there from Norma to Eve about the death of her, about the death of Eve's of Eve's sister. And that kind of makes sense, especially because of the
Yeah, of
situation
course.
that we know how
Yeah.
it unfolded, that basically, you know, Eve was with her and then it all sort of, I think in that situation you're looking for someone to blame, aren't you? And Norma has ch
Yeah.
and basically Eve's whole family has decided that it's Eve's fault.
Yeah, and I get the impression that prior to them losing Erica, that she was probably the golden child out of the two as well. So it probably hurts even more. I dare say, was it the other way around? Would Norma have been blaming Erica like she has Eve? I don't know. I just feel like that dynamic was already in place before that happened with
Yeah,
Erica.
absolutely. Do you think Norma's homophobic?
Well,
There's an element of it.
Yeah, I think she is. I think she's like kind of accepted that a daughter is something that she doesn't approve of, though. Does that make
Yeah, I think
sense? So
approval is
she's
the thing.
ex
Yeah, it's,
yes.
yeah,
She's
it's.
accepting of what Eve is saying that she is,
But
but
she's
she
watched the
doesn't
L word.
accept what she is, if you know. Oh, yeah, she did say it. Well, then she can't be,
She
Rob. She's
can't be
watched the L
homophobic.
word.
She's
She
watched the
can't
L
be then if
word.
she's
She
watched
has watched.
that.
I've not even watched the L words. Have you watched the L
No,
word?
I've not watched
You're
the
a
L word. I
homophobe.
don't.
We're both homophobes. We've not watched the L word.
Snap. We should have got some tips off Norma.
Yeah,
Damn.
that's it. That's it. Liberalism of law of Norma is something we need to learn, clearly. So the whole point of Norma's visit is because they're trying to convince Norma to give them a reference for the adoption that they both wanted
Of
to ask
course,
her.
yeah.
And so what happens is they're trying to impress Norma. So their way of doing that is, let's take you for breakfast at the caff, because that'll persuade you.
Yeah, and the Albert afterwards. Yep,
Yeah.
brilliant.
What's not to, I mean, that reference is as good as written as soon as you've taken them to the Albert, right?
I did. Do you know what I did appreciate, though? They also took it to Queen Vic, didn't they? And
Yeah,
I love
20 quid.
Norma being like, 20 quid for a half bottle. And I thought,
Is
oh,
that
you've
not
got a
about
northerner
right?
down south
Do you sell
now.
bottles of wine in your bar?
Yeah, but my bar's ridiculously cheap. You can't go on
How much for a bottle of white in
what?
your
Fiver.
bar? A fiver for a bottle of wine? Is it piss?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
No, it's not. It's actual wine.
It's
But
no
yeah, this
wonder
is what
you're
I'm
drunk all the
saying.
time with those prices,
Well, do you
Ree.
know what I mean? Exactly, right? It's on tap.
Sounds literally. Wow.
No,
Yeah, so
but no,
20
I
quid.
think up north, I think for a bottle of house white in a pub up north, if
Yes.
it's house, you'd
Yeah,
probably
yeah.
look about
I think
15
it's
quid,
about right.
maybe.
Yeah, I think it's about right. And a pub in London for a bottle.
Yeah, it's actually, when you think of it like
I
that, it's
think
not that bad, is it?
it's not that
Yeah.
bad, really, to be fair, is
It's
it?
northerner, though, come on.
Yeah, exactly. And she is northern. She's very northern, as
Yeah.
of the Unwins. So it seems to be going all right. Like they venture the subject to her, and Norma at first is a bit like, "You want to have what? A child? What on earth? What do you want to do with one?"
Yeah.
And but she seems to kind of be coming around to the idea ever so slightly. But then what happens, as in all families, let's be real here, is resentments sort of bubble to the surface, and Eve and Norma end up having a blazing row, and Eve sort of
Yeah.
goes off and gets pissed for the night. Frankly, it's a miracle she didn't go to Brighton.
I know, right? I was thinking as well, like, where did she end up? And she'd ended up on Jean's sofa, didn't she? Okay, fair enough.
And so after that, the reference is kind of screwed after that, aren't they? Because the subject of Erica has been brought up, and I think Eve knows from that point onwards, but it's doomed now. It's not going to happen, is it?
Yeah, but very what's the word I'm looking for? Very not manipulative. What's the word
Come
where
on,
it's
piss head, think
like
of the line,
nasty?
think of
I
the
know,
word.
oh, I've got too much. Not nasty, but it was vicious, maybe, that she'd
Yeah.
gone out of her way, Norma, to then go and find out who she has to give this reference to,
it?
unless they'd maybe given her the details.
Oh,
But the
this was
fact that she's
amazing. Yeah.
gone, yeah, behind their backs to
Yeah,
give them a
because
negative reference is
yeah,
next
Robin shows up again.
level.
Robin shows up
Yeah,
again. We like Robin. I was
we
pleased to
like
see Robin
Robin.
again.
Yeah.
And Robin's sort of like, yeah, I did receive that reference. Here it is. And yeah, like you say, she's actually gone out of her way to write a
Yeah.
bad reference and send it to the
Yeah.
agency. That's really bad.
To essentially ruin her life as
Yeah,
well.
yeah.
But do you know what I did think? I'm not going to lie. You know, as soon as they said, oh, Eve, you need a reference from somebody like pre before you went to prison. Would
Yeah.
family, are you able to get one from family anyway?
Well, she gets it off Lily. And this is the thing. She sends this terrible reference, this absolutely
Yeah.
caustic, like ruining reference. And Robin's like, but we've decided to let you go through with it anyway. We
Well,
approved you.
okay. Yeah, really.
So what was the point?
Yeah. And also, like, do they not pay attention to reference? To be fair, though, I think he's like, well, you know, we take into consideration that we've we've asked you questions and exactly. You know, you just don't get on with your mum.
And I feel like Robin has also gone, and to be fair, I've been here twice now and I've eaten you out of house and home both times I've been here. So I think I might as well just put you through for the next round.
Kid's going to be well fed, so exactly, I know that exactly. At least.
This kid might have the most miserable life ever, but they do good chocolate brownies here. So let's let you have a kid.
Exactly.
So they've been approved and everyone's delighted. Yeah. So what happens next, do we think? Are we going to see Norma again, isn't it? It's the first question.
Surely. We can't just have a flying visit.
I feel like we should have her again.
Yeah, maybe not for a while, though. I don't know. What's the crack with Eve's dad? Do we know anything about him? I thought he was still alive.
He didn't turn up. He didn't go, for sure. Mm. And now you know how Norma is, you kind of think that he just didn't want to see her.
Potentially. Or I wondered if Norma had just said, I'm going to go on my own or something. Because I feel like we've got Norma being her character, and then I feel like Eve's dad might be a bit more like Eve is the what I've got in my head. I could be totally wrong, but I just feel like he might be a bit more Eve. But then I'm wondering, under what circumstance could you bring Norma back now after all of this? So then will something happen to Eve's dad or something?
Possibly.
And then
Suki was very, very good all week with Norma, I thought. I thought she, because Suki could have gone in and sort of done what we know Suki can do and just been this sort of really evil bitch to Norma. And she didn't do any of this. She kind of held back. She realised what the situation entailed, which is quite Suki in itself, to be honest with you, isn't it? But she, so until the last moment where she was sort of like, this is not going anywhere, you need to leave.
And now it's my time to step in.
She was quite polite about it, wasn't she?
Yeah, and she didn't try to fight Eve's battle for her either. I think it was important that she was, rather than her being what you might think Suki would do and just, you know, go in really bullshit, she took a back step but let Eve take control but was supportive of her.
It is pointless to not say that there are huge similarities between Norma and Suki, though.
Oh, 100%. Yeah,
even outside of the handbag.
Yeah.
But even outside of the handbag, you can imagine this is exactly how Suki treated Ash before she sort of came to terms with her own sexuality. So there
is a lot
that I think Suki can relate to with Norma.
Yeah,
I feel like she probably looks at Norma as actually a fairly good mum, because look at the things that Suki's done to her kids in the past, and you don't feel like Norma would do any of that. Norma wouldn't be sending anyone to prison.
I didn't think of the parallels there, actually. Maybe
there
that's how it. Maybe that is where they'll make up then. Maybe it'll be Suki, it'll be the glue, who'll go, well, I see your point of view. I thought like this, but part of me also thinks you can't teach an old dog new tricks. You know, that's the same for a reason, isn't it?
Yeah. I would like to see Norma again. I feel like there's definitely unfinished business there. And
there's a lot
I think that Eve needs to address. I feel like she also needs to see that Eve has massively changed since then as well, because we know that she's a really good family woman. She's very motherly. She'll be great at this.
Yeah, but I don't think Norma would want to see that anyway. Even if it was that, you know, it were really in her face how apparent that was, more so than what it has been when she's come down, I still think that she'd be like, well, it won't last, or, well, it's not true, is it?
Yeah.
Sorry, something I've just remembered. From Nish, didn't he have Eve's parents? Who was it he had attacked?
Yeah, he had.
I thought it was the dad he had attacked. I thought it was the mum I had in my head. I wonder if that'll get brought up. I wonder if they found out that it was Nish who'd done it, and then that might bring something else for him to feud over.
So that's Norma. In terms of the actual adoption, that's now going to move forward. So they kind of sort of turned down the idea that they were going to have a baby this week, didn't they? So this suggests that we're going to have some sort of troublesome teen show up, doesn't it?
See, I was thinking it'd be more like the girl that we saw before. What was she called? Fifi. It was something like that. I'm sure that were a name. You know, when they met that other couple. Yeah, no.
Yeah, three bottles in now. I know what you mean. This is a really pretentious kid. Yeah, it's not going to be that, I don't think.
That age rather than as old as you were. I don't think they'll get a teen.
No.
I think they're just saying it's unlikely we're going to get a baby. And we don't necessarily want a baby when there are children out there who need a home, and we don't necessarily need to feel like we want to start from scratch, you know, inverted commas, like with a baby. So
it's going to be
interesting to see if it goes ahead. Do you feel like it is fully all going to happen now then?
I feel like it will do now. And I feel like what's going to happen is that our next sort of young kind of long-term messy teen character is on the way. I think this is how it's going to, how they are going to arrive. So it's either going to be some sort of new girl that would have fitted in quite well in the Slaters in the noughties, or it's going to be someone like Oscar, or someone like, it's going to be some sort of messy kid that shows up and they've got to sort of try and put them back on the tracks again.
Yeah, I'm here for it. I just wonder how long the entire process will take, but we shall see.
We shall see. Right, ladies and gents, let's move on to the next story. Okay, on to the Slaters. I tell a lie. We did have some movement with this week. We found the cat.
Oh, yeah, we found it again, didn't we?
Found the cat.
Can't keep up with this cat.
I mean, what is... So the cat was, like, in the carrier under Zoe's bed. So what is going on here, Ree? Is she doing... I feel like the way that it was framed this week is that somebody is after her, okay?
I think that somebody's after her.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
I fully believe that it's somebody after her.
But it was complicated by the fact that she did the pictures herself.
Yeah, but I think that she did do that because she felt like no one would believe in her and she wanted to be like, look, will you listen to me now? Look, this has happened. But then it obviously ended up backfiring. But then a part of me thinks, or is it because why is Kat suddenly believing her? Because then I'm like, well, if Kat believes her, then surely it's not then
it's
it is
Zoe. It's surely all that matters is that Kat believes her, right? Because Kat is the one that is her sort of one support column throughout all of this. She's the one that's kind of handing money over so that they can get this bloody PI. This PI, by the way, who at first was saying, right, if you want any more information, I've got information, but you're going to hand over some money first. Because, you know, this is a business. Mm. So they hand over $3,000 and literally the only information that they give her is, well, there is jigsaws. I can put you in touch with somebody who used to know them, but that's about it.
I'd be livid.
Too right.
Yeah, I agree. But then is it that she's got this contact and that she thinks this contact will lead her somewhere? Because if so, then, like, shouldn't she start doing that anyway? I won't be able to be a PI. I was thinking that this week. I won't be able to be like, oh, well.
I miss
found this information that's really important to you, but I want $3,000. I couldn't do that to someone.
I miss that other private detective. You know, the one that used to hide in bushes. Yeah, I miss Gabriel. He used to hide
Angel
in bushes.
Gabriel.
Was like secret squirrel. Liked him. He should bring him back.
And I bet he didn't charge as much, seeing as Anna managed to hire him.
He was good on information, wasn't he?
Very.
So,
Zoe thing.
Yeah.
They've been making Anthony look rather shifty this week, but then it's almost like too obviously shifty.
Well, let's talk about Anthony, because we did get some movement with that this week. Is that he had one of these mysterious phone calls in the calf and was saying... Now, that all seemed to be related leaning towards Patrick more than anything else, didn't it? Because he was saying, no, of course I haven't told Dad. He can't know everything that's going on. And that immediately put in my head, Paul's alive.
Paul's alive.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah, that's what I thought. And he was talking to Paul himself.
Yeah.
Well, did we see Paul's body on screen?
We didn't. Now, they did that. I think what happened is that Patrick apparently went away and identified him. But we didn't see that happen, I don't think.
But how would Patrick misidentify
in fairness,
him?
As we always say, Ian apparently went and identified Kathy. So that doesn't mean anything either.
Okay, true. So, but of all of the other people that you could bring back from the dead, Paul?
Who's connected to Anthony in any way? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, what else could it be? Patrick Anthony is this sort of upstanding, normal sort of bloke who is a doctor. And so he's not exactly going to be mixed in with the underworld or anything like that, but his brother would. So,
well, this is the only other thing I'm thinking is it that Anthony's in some... Is it Anthony or Anthony? Anthony? Anthony.
Same thing, isn't it?
Anthony.
Yeah, exactly.
Is he in some debt or something? He's trying to get some money from Patrick, maybe? But then what would he be in debt for?
It feels like the stuff that we don't know about his family and what's going on with there. So his wife, Sophie, I think she's called, isn't she? And then the stuff going on with her kids. So he's managed to get himself a job in Walford. So it looks like Anthony/Anthony is staying around.
Yeah.
So, but then is any of this connected to the Zoe stuff? It feels like it must be. But
Yeah,
then.
that's what I wondered. Is it that actually, Anthony does know about the Zoes? I don't know, but then why would he have any vendetta against Zoe
Exactly. Why
anyway?
would
Unless
he?
it was his kid,
Yeah.
but it's not, is it? Because she would have just told him by now,
I feel
surely.
like it's not Anthony's kid because I feel like
Yeah.
no matter how many lies Zoe has told, it feels like the way when she turned around and said it's not your kid, it felt true. I believed her when she said that. So that means that whatever Anthony's involved with it isn't anything to do with the missing children. So,
There was some kind of line this week, and forgive me because I can't remember the
well,
exact
that's because you're
line that
four
it
bottles
was.
in now, are you?
Well,
So,
exactly right. It's hard to
yeah,
remember things.
it's hard to remember.
And he said something along the lines of like, oh, because some things from the past are hard to let go. It was something along those lines, which made me think the implication was that he's never quite let go of Zoe. So then we're supposed to think that it's definitely Anthony doing all of this. It
Yeah.
would be the most logical explanation at this point, I think, because although past Anthony, we wouldn't have assumed his character would be like that. We don't actually know him anymore, really.
Not
Like, he could
really.
have changed and it could be an
I
act of some
don't
kind of
know.
desperation from him. I don't know.
There's a part of me that wonders if he's even still a doctor.
Yeah, fair. But then how would he apply for the
We don't know what the job
GP
is though.
surgery? Well,
Didn't
that's
know that
true.
it's a GP surgery. We said last week if Anthony's going to stay around, then at least he's got a GP surgery he can go work in. But he didn't say anything about what this job that he's got actually is.
Oh,
So
I thought he'd said I've
and
applied
we
for
said
the.
that.
All right. Oh. Well, four bottles in, Rob. What can I
Well,
say? I do
exactly. How would you know?
apologize.
So if it's
Oh,
not
yeah.
Anthony that's doing all of this, then who the hell is it?
Well, I've seen a few people saying Max, but I don't think Max would go out of his way to do this. Like, surely someone else would have
No,
seen him on the square as well by now,
it's
right?
not
If it were
Max's
Max.
style, really, is
I
it?
don't think it is either. I don't
Now,
think
there's
it's
also
Max's
sort of
style.
talk that it could be Sam, someone like that, that's sort of.
Yeah. I could
But
see Sam doing it, but again, once someone has
yeah,
spotted her by now.
but then I can more see
Ooh.
Sam paying someone to do it rather than her
Yeah.
doing it herself.
I did see somebody say Lily.
Maybe.
But has Lily got enough? Mind you, actually, when you think about how upset Jean's
Yeah.
been, would Lily do it on behalf of Jean?
Or Zach, because he does work in the Vic. It'd be easy for him to do it too on behalf of Vicky.
Oh, well, Vicky's another one, really, isn't she? Another suspect, potentially,
I
because
don't feel like, no,
she's.
Vicky, I don't feel like it's Vicky's stuff. Vicky would much rather just go up and punch her in the face. It's not Vicky.
I agree. I don't think Vicky would do that. I don't. Even though they have this rivalry, Zoe and Vicky, even when Zoe found out about what happened to Vicky, she was very like,
Yeah.
even though she tried beating her up herself week before,
Yeah.
Zoe was still like, oh, it's really nasty what happened to Vicky. And so I feel like Vicky would potentially be the same about Zoe with
Yeah.
something this serious. If
Yeah.
it's something that's potentially messing with her mental health,
Yeah.
right? I don't
Yeah.
think that. I think Vicky's got other things on her
Yeah,
mind
she's
as
got other
well
things
to
going.
have this
Sure,
little
yeah.
vendetta.
Yeah,
Yeah.
she's got other things going on, hasn't she? Yeah, there we go. Basic. And Kat's also kind of bringing Anthony in because I think she actually more believes Anthony's version of events that Zoe's having some sort of mental breakdown, doesn't she? Which I can
Yeah.
understand, in all honesty, because she's causing us to have a nervous breakdown with the way that the storyline's going at the minute. So.
But then at the same time, when Anthony's seeing Zoe, he's not treating her like that. He's treating her like she's quite of sane mind, if you know what I mean. So then to kind of be behind her back saying that to Kat
Yeah.
doesn't really add up to what he's actually saying to Zoe. It's almost quite
He
backstabbing, really, for him to be doing it, two-faced, I guess.
is up there on the suspect list, but I don't know whether I quite believe that it's I don't feel like there's it's as cut and dry as it's Anthony doing
Jasmine?
it.
If we think Jasmine is
Yeah,
somehow.
well Jasmine's all I mean Jasmine didn't feature this week, but she is also sort of a mysterious figure that's sort of around, but then the thing is, if it's not Anthony, then who's the dad? Then that sort of we sort of don't figure that it's got anything to do with
Yeah,
Jasmine.
that's kind of why we were assuming that
Yeah.
it might be Jasmine due to a race. But you don't know, Zoe could have got with another person as well, so
The
it
simple fact
could be
is,
Jasmine.
we have no idea, and I feel like we're
No.
a while away from knowing. I feel like they're going to
Or
drag
if
this
it's
out till
just
Christmas
Zoe.
now.
Maybe it's just Zoe doing it all to herself for all we know.
See, I would have believed that if we hadn't have had that scene this week where we saw her upstairs and she sort of went mad at one of the twins, but we saw how
Yeah.
scared she was at that moment, and we saw that she is sort of like she does believe she believes what she's saying, whether it's going on with her mental health or
I
not,
was
she
going to
does
say,
believe.
if you're actually in the psychosis, though, which is what they're trying to say that she might be, then she would. Believe it anyway, and be that scared. Alfie again, though, another one. If Alfie transpires to be the father of her
I don't
twins.
Think that is now. I don't think it is now. Because I feel like Alfie would be trying to get rid of Zoe by now if he even suspected that was
That's true. And he's actually trying to do the opposite.
Yeah, he's actually
being
quite
supportive. Yeah, but then is that why, though, as well, though? Or is he being supportive because he don't want Zoe to say something, he could argue?
Yeah, no, I don't think it's Alfie at this point.
I hope it's not Alfie.
So do I, but I feel like we haven't been led. Or I don't feel like we've even been given any clues as to that it might be Alfie. And it would go against everything that Alfie's actually been doing up to this point for it to be him as well. Now, yes, you could argue he doesn't know, but at the same time, you would think that Alfie at some point sort of alone would have tried to do the maths in his head and sort of gone, could it be me? Maybe if there's even the slightest chance that it's me, I need to get rid of her now.
Yeah, fair.
And he hasn't done that, so...
Fingers crossed it's definitely not him then.
Fingers crossed, but this sort of plods on and we'll sort of see where it goes next week and the week after and... Yeah, and this cat needs to sort of stay safe as well. Because
I feel like Minnie Mo is a symbol of us trying to see that actually Zoe is a caring person, because we've had all of her anger and the way that she's been acting, and loads of people, we've all been saying, like, can't stand Zoe. This is supposed to make us, you know, feeling endearing towards her. Yeah, but it's supposed to show, oh, she is a caring person. She does care about things. She can be kind.
She can be nice to a cat.
She loves the cat.
She loves the cat.
And then the cat's also a symbol of, obviously, her missing child. And
But if the cat goes missing one more time, I swear to God.
Did you not think it's... I feel like the cat was Anthony, though. Anthony, even if it... Oh God, Anthony, what?
Why, though? This is the thing. Why? I don't get why
because
Anthony would do
I
it.
I feel like he does... still have massive feelings for Zoe, and I feel like he just kind of maybe wanted to go searching for the cat with her, and he felt like it were a bonding moment, so maybe he did get rid of the cat.
Well, I mean, he did try to kiss her, so he obviously still does have feelings for Zoe, but everything else doesn't kind of gel with that.
I know what you're saying, but I just wondered if maybe it's that he did the cat thing, she did the photos, but everything else was somebody else, maybe.
Maybe. Who knows? Who knows? I bet they're going to drag this out till Christmas now, aren't they? Because we're in November now, so they may as well now.
Okay.
But then how does Max come back into this as well?
This is true. Where does Max fit into it?
I feel like they're waiting for Linda to come back to sort of bring Max back.
True. That would make sense as well, wouldn't it?
Linda's on a cruise to Saturn at this point, by the amount of time that she's been gone. Do you know what I mean? Like, God knows where she is.
And what about her kids? Like, is she classed them as homeschooling? There's all these rules, you know, these days about
You know
it,
all about
so,
them, don't you, Ruth?
Don't
you know all about them. Social services are always banging on your door, setting the rules with all the drunken.
God, don't joke about that. That's what annoyed me most. He knows it's a sore point. He knows that I were, like, panicking, that, like, oh, my God, I'm going to get accused of this and other...
We had images of social services banging on her door because she pissed on the podcast.
Well, do you know what? Actually, there were a couple of people who had my back and mentioned that.
Go.
So thank you for that.
There you go.
Because there it's much
go.
Appreciated. Anyway.
There we are then. Right, let's move on now. Before we talk about Harry, let's have a brief little discussion about Julie, Phil and Nigel. Right, a brief little discussion about Nigel. He's not going to prison, surely to God, right?
No, he's not going. Of course,
no court in the land is sending Nigel to prison for this, right?
Absolutely not. You just take one look at him and go,
guy that's really far into dementia, and both Gina and Jasmine, especially Jasmine, have no interest in this going any further. Gina's forgiven him, so I feel like this is fine. This is going to be okay.
I don't even think that it matter if they did or didn't anyway. It's about him breaking the law. But I feel like even if he went into the court and were like, you need to lock me up and throw away the key, they'd have one conversation with him and be like, it don't matter.
I mean, he was in the where was he? He was sort of either in the doctors or talking to somebody about the case, wasn't he? And he was convinced he was 16 years old.
It was like getting a professional medical opinion about the court case, weren't it?
Yeah.
Somebody like a third party assessing him medically.
And
he thought he was 16 when he was there, didn't he?
Yeah, so I'm too young to even have a license.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my excuse. That's why I haven't got a license yet, I tell you. So, but Phil's back this week. Nice to see Phil back. Marvellous.
Very nice, yeah.
And he Perfect. Finds out what exactly has been going on in his absence and starts to blame Julie.
Has a right go at her.
He does have a right go at her. I know. And see now. But then Jack sort of tells him what went on and he sort of goes back to Julie on his knees and apologises.
Yeah.
I still think
we're
give
on track. Over.
I still
hey,
think
you know
we're
what?
On track for it.
Do you know what?
I really
we're
do.
Last week, or week before, I half wondered, will it be George and Julie, not Phil and Julie? Please, I don't want Phil and Julie. Just don't. If you're listening, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't
when
do
have they
Phil
ever,
and Julie.
When have they ever listened to us three?
Why
would they
listen?
Now. Why would they listen to some pisshead on a podcast?
Fair. Why would you?
Why would you? Why would you? I think it's going to happen. I think this is going to be what keeps Julie around as well. I feel like if that's what needs to happen in order to keep Julie around, I don't mind it.
Nah, maybe a one night stand. Oh, no,
you want
really
Julie to stay? You want Julie
it.
To stay, right? You
yeah,
want
not
Julie
with Phil.
Around.
She can have her own life. I'd rather get with Jean than Phil or something.
You'd rather
her
get with Jean. I mean, yeah. that's a fan base waiting to happen, isn't right. it? Julie and Jean. Yeah, there
See?
You go.
There
you
go.
Go.
Right, yep.
Lesbianism in older
it.
Life. Why the hell
See?
Not?
There you go.
There you go. but Phil's going to get Richie on the case, which I don't mind. We see Richie. Always like to see Richie.
Again, that's it. Nigel's not going down. He's got Richie there as well.
Of course he's not. Richie's never failed yet.
However, the only thing that I do wonder could happen, would they then deem him to be a danger to society because of his dementia and say he needs full-time care or a care home facility?
Yeah, I mean...
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I feel like the thing that would happen, whether that is what is going to happen, I feel like it's two separate things because it's a sign.
Yes.
But I feel like there is a sign that would say, right, well, we need to go and send some people around to assess your living environment, right? And then we will just make a decision from there as to whether you're safe to sort of remain here for your own good.
In the
safety.
Community they refer it to.
Well, even within his own safety, you know what I mean? Like, if he, at the end of the day, he could have killed himself in that car, couldn't he? So it's more to do with, like, everyone's fine in the situation at the moment, but it's more to do with, is Nigel actually okay to be living there? Is it safe for him to be living there? Or is it safer for him to be going, taken away and looked after somewhere else?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, if that could be what ends up happening from it.
Yeah.
Realistically.
And, you know, and what might happen there is the fact that Phil and Julie will have to pretend that they're together to give a suggestion of a stable home environment, and then they'll end up getting together for real.
No, they wouldn't. Give over. Stop it now. Stop putting
telling
it
you.
Out there. It's
telling
not
you,
Ree.
Telling you, no. Ree. It's my observation is that I think that's what's going to happen.
You might be right. Yeah, you might be
we
right.
We shall see. Well, let us know in the comments. What do you think? Phil and Julie, can you see it happening?
And are you here for it? Do you
I
want
can
it
see it happening.
Happen?
I don't
Do you
care.
Want it to happen?
I just want Julie to stay around post Nigel. And if that's what has to happen in order to make that happen, then I'm fine.
I feel like she could stay anyway, though. I feel like she's already like,
where's she
going to
live
like,
after
forming
Nigel's...
a friendship with Jean.
Yeah, but where's she going to live after Nigel's died?
Well, she's already got a job at Walford House. Yeah. It's not like she can't... It's not like she's not stable financially down south. She could just get a... flat or
don't get me wrong, I love friends on the square, and if Phil and Julie became like the best of mates, I'd love that as well. But I feel like there has to be something, certainly living arrangement wise, to keep Julie in the square. And because I want Julie to stay, if that's what needs to happen in order to make Julie stay on the square, then I guess I'm fine with it.
Maybe she will just get, you know, she'll start tutoring Lily. Maybe she'll develop, like, relationships with the kids at Walford, maybe.
She is mother of the square material.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, literally,
like
within a week,
not like
mind
the new
change.
Kathy or anything like that. But she's certainly got
what
that
you're
sort
saying.
Of maternal, almost a new Pam sort of vibe about her, I think, that she could do for sure.
Yeah, so she can stay without Phil, without getting with Phil. It's
there
fun.
Are many cups of tea that left to consume that Julie needs to. She drinks tea all the time, does Julie, doesn't she? She's always, she's always got tea. And I have
always
to
got
approve
a pot
of that.
On. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have to approve of that. So there we go. Right, let's move on to the last story. This is Harry, and he is young, free, and apparently now single. So, final storyline of the week. It's the Harry and Kojo stuff. And we, like I say, we've had movement. Things have happened. They're free. And now the police are after the right people and everything. Yes. It's gone well.
Yeah, thank God for that. God, I mean, get on with it.
If there was any moment where I thought, right, Oki needs to die, it was when he destroyed Kojo's taxi.
What were we thinking? I'm sorry, that were next level. Forget everything else that he's done. That was personal.
Yeah.
However, do you know what I did think when I watched that scene? If somebody was watching EastEnders, no context at all for that scene, they'd be like, what?
Why is he destroying a taxi? Why this feels like a big moment. Just,
yeah.
Yeah. I think it's awful. That sort of makes Kojo decide, right, that's it. I need to sort this out.
Maybe, actually, to be fair.
Could have been. Because obviously Harry has been chained to the bed for all this time, not looking well, because they've been pumping him through. Was it saying
pumping him with heroin?
Heroin. Yeah. Actual heroin.
Yeah.
You know all about that.
Never going to live it down, are we, next week? Jesus.
So he basically, when he's got the flat, just Kojo and Harry alone, which in itself is sort of like, you know that Kojo is against all of this, what you're doing. You know he's scared, and you're going to leave those two alone in the flat. Like, there's absolutely no chance that Kojo might try and help Harry to escape, right?
This hasn't made sense all along for
Since
me,
the
though.
Start.
That Oki's just been like, oh, Kojo will be too scared to leave, even though he saw him try to go to the minute mark that time. Like, he could have escaped all this time then, surely. Or are we led to believe that it were quite rare that they were left on their own in the flat?
They have been left on their own quite a bit, though, haven't they?
It looks like it to us.
What seems to happen is that it's either full of people sort of packing drugs.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it's just them in the flat.
Yeah. And like I said, I mean, I guess maybe the fact that Harry's been unable to speak, otherwise he would have normally have said, like, Kojo, go.
Yeah.
Like, just go now. Yeah.
Well, finally, what's happened is that Teddy has returned, because Teddy went off to Wales to look for them.
Oh, he went to Cardiff.
He went to Cardiff. He has looked at every crook and cranny of Cardiff and Wales
How would you even start?
Where would you even begin?
Sorry.
Where would you even begin? Like going around with a picture to every single Welsh person.
Every hotel in Cardiff.
I haven't seen them, actually, boy. Oh, no, I'm sorry about that.
I've not seen them.
I'm sorry.
Are they?
Oh.
Oh, you're sort of going a bit West Country then, Robert.
Yeah, I know. My accent's never been that great. But anyway, so Teddy returns and basically gets everybody involved. So, right, they're not in Wales. I would know if they were in Wales because I definitely would have found them. I've looked in all of Wales and they are not there. So he basically kind of gets George involved, tells him exactly what's been going on at last.
Finally.
Junior was involved in it all as well.
Yeah, nice to see Junior involved.
Before he goes.
Yeah, just like to fulfil his contractual hours for the week, I think.
Well, I think it's quite soon that Junior's going as well, by the way.
It's just annoying. There's so much potential for him. Yeah.
It's a shame. And so finally, they decide to bring the police just as Kojo unchains Harry. And then Harry falls over, and then Oki comes home. So Kojo makes a run for it, just as the police sort of arrive on the square, and it's all quite chaotic. Sirens going off everywhere. Oki and his mates are trying to bundle Harry into a van at that moment.
A lot happened in about 2 minutes, didn't it? Kojo ran out and escaped. Yeah. Oki come back, realised his escape.
Yeah,
rang his lads, said, "Get the van, and I need four of you now." Like
now.
2 minutes ago, actually, if anything.
To be honest,
so God knows where they were with that van.
Yeah,
and then Kojo goes, then they come back, and then that happened like
a lot. It was a
lot. Yeah, a lot. Did you think he was going to go to Shenanigans Warehouse? I was convinced
that was where it was going. Because I think there was, because what's the point in talking about this warehouse in the first place that Ravin mentioned to him? Because I thought that was the whole point.
Well, I wondered this, but now I think it's going to be imperative.
It's coming into play later.
Yeah, definitely. Because obviously, what later transpires with the deal that Ravi may not take.
That's true. Yeah, so Kojo is free. Harry is free. Harry is taken to hospital. And all is basically okay in terms of their freedom. Harry, Nicola returns this week. We've had no idea where Nicola's been.
That's so true. Where has she even
Well, this
been?
is the thing. This is what I said a couple of weeks ago. Like, the only reason Nicola isn't there is because this wouldn't be happening if Nicola was there. But
Yeah,
they
of
gave
course.
absolutely no reasons a
No.
reason as to why Nicola had gone away, where she was. The
Did she
most
go
we
see her
got out,
sister?
no, the most we got out of it was Teddy turning around at one point and saying, "God knows where Nicola is." So that was it.
Yeah, all they literally needed to say is she went to see her
Going for
sister.
see her
So they've done
sister.
that a couple of times, haven't they now?
That's all they needed, but they didn't do that. There we go. And so what happens now is that Nicola is sort of trying to appeal to George's good nature because it's basically in George's hands as to how arrested Harry finds himself at the end of this, right?
Yeah, definitely. But
Now,
so, yeah, go on.
well, my thinking is like, how arrested could Harry be for this, really? Because he's been held hostage and pumped up with heroin. So there comes a point where the police have got to go, do you know what, mate? It's probably not all your fault, Liz.
Yeah, that part isn't, but he was still drug dealing before. When that comes out and that Harry's not classed as a vulnerable person like Kerger. Having said that, I don't know, because is that a thing then? You can just be like, well, I got threatened.
I mean, it helps. It helps, right? Especially if you then start naming people that the police are aware of in this sort of
True.
field, which Harry then does. Harry basically spills on everybody
Yeah.
involved. I was so pleased that he did that as well, because
Yeah, I
there
was,
was half of
yeah.
me that kind of thought he was just going to keep quiet and it was going to keep going from there. But he actually turns around and goes, "No, it was Ravi, it was
Yeah, I
Oki."
even gave Ravi's name. I weren't
Yeah, I
expecting
was
that, to be
surprised he gave Ravi's
honest.
name. I was surprised he
Yeah,
gave Ravi's
I thought we were
name.
just going to give Erky's name, but yeah, he went
Yeah,
large.
and what was interesting was that Ravi kind of realizes quite quickly, "Oh, the shit's about to hit the fan, big style," because the police are all around. I know who's been in that flat. He has a
Yeah.
conversation with Oki. He basically goes, "What have you been doing?
Yeah.
Why was he held hostage all this time?" And Oki's just like, "Oh, Oki doesn't even really give him a reason. It was just sort of like, thought that's what you wanted."
Lols, weren't it?
Just for
You
shits and
know?
gigs,
Why
really, to be
not?
honest with you.
Yeah,
And Ravi says, "Right, you're on your own. See you later." Because Oki was sat there like, "Can you at least give me some money to sort of run away from?" You'd be like, "No, of course I
Are you
can't."
joking? Yeah, isn't it?
Like, ridiculous. So, yeah,
And
then.
then Ravi goes and packs his bags, doesn't he?
Oh,
Because
he's
then he's
all.
like, oh, yeah, I'm tied up in all this.
Yeah, he's fully prepared to make a run for it, but just before he can. See, if he hadn't spent time in the living room snogging Priya, he'd have been gone
He
and
might have been
safe.
able to just escape, yeah.
And so he gets arrested for a multitude of things, including human trafficking.
Yeah, because I was confused by that, but is that not what they're implying that Kerjo was? She's using him for human
Is
trafficking.
that what cuckooing falls under, human trafficking?
I don't know. Well, because you always think human trafficking means trafficking a human,
You're
but
like
I
what
wondered in
Ben
that
did.
con
That
yeah, but
was
in this
human trafficking.
context, are they, mind you, I guess they are human trafficking when you think about it, actually.
Because
He was going
they
against
were
his
sending him
will to
off. Yeah,
places.
yeah, yeah,
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
yeah,
All right, fair, fair,
yeah.
fair. And so Ravi is arrested, and he kind of says, right, because they want the big boss's name, don't they?
Yeah.
That's who they're after,
Don't we
really.
all, eh?
Don't we all want the big boss's name? Do you think it's going to be someone we know, the big
It's not
boss?
going to be Max or someone. Vincent, I don't know why I want Vincent
You
in my
keep thinking
head.
Vincent, don't you? Or Sam.
Sam.
See, the thing is with Sam, though, she's a bit crap at being a gangster. That was
That's
established the last
true.
time she was there, wasn't it? So
Very true.
I don't think that Sam could have managed to get her way up to the top of a drug ring, in all honesty. She's no Nicola.
She's not. Well, we're just thinking, though, that it'd be some amazing beef between her and Nicola and all the Mitchells and the fact that they're
Well,
actually somewhat related.
I
And
feel if and when Sam were to return to the square, there's going to be beef between her and Nicola anyway, because
yeah,
it's the fact that
definitely.
Nicola now owns the club. So
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
there is
Los
that.
Peg
Watch
is
this.
now.
Watch this space for a potential Sam return, ladies and gents. And so, yeah, basically, Ravi does a deal with the police, says, "Yeah, I'll give you all of the names if you let me go." And so then the policewoman goes and speaks to her boss, and he goes, "Yep, that's fine, but we want you to be an informant."
We actually
Does
do
this happen?
this.
Does this happen in real
I was
life?
thinking that. Do you know what? There's so many illogical parts of this
I mean,
storyline.
look.
Why not, eh? You
Well, I
know?
mean, what I
But
would
it is
say
annoying,
is.
actually, at this point.
Well, what I would say is this whole sort of like, "Yeah, we'll do this for you if you do this for us" thing. In fairness, that's a thing that happens in a lot of TV drama, right? It's not just EastEnders. So to the point where I'm sort of like, does this happen? Informants are definitely a thing, right?
Yeah, but isn't that when they're actually in it? Not like they're almost asking Ravi to go undercover, and it's like, how do you know that he's capable of going undercover? Do you know what I
Well,
mean?
Cable tried to make Phil do this as well, didn't she?
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like it's, I mean, because we are sweet, innocent people who don't go in, well, you do, but I don't go into this sort of world whatsoever. And
Why? Yeah, last week.
last week, Reed, by the way, is in charge of all of Turkey's drugs. That's how it all works.
That was a
So
joke, by
that
the
was a
way. Just
joke.
clarify, Jesus, Rob. You are going to end up getting me in
God, you
actual
can't say
trouble.
out these days.
Can't say
Can't
out,
say
can you?
out.
Can't say out. Yeah.
What was I saying? So
Is
I
this the
feel
thing?
this
Will
is a
is
thing.
Ravi able to do
I
this,
feel like it
really?
is probably a thing, but I reckon there's probably a bit of dramatic sort of flourish on this as a story. Because let's be real, the police wanted Ravi anyway for stuff, didn't they? So I feel like would they let Ravi go when they've got him where they want him? Because if I was a policeman, what I would do is say, yeah, you can do that, that's fine. We'll let you go, I promise, fingers crossed under the table, and then still arrest Ravi at the end of it, is what I would do if I was a policeman.
Or maybe, yeah, but I don't think they can do that. They're like, it's straight away, like, I want it all in writing before I agree to anything.
But does that work? Can a drug dealer take the police to court and sue them for going against something that they apparently wrote in a written contract that they could be an informant and then they went back on the deal that they made? I don't think that's a thing.
I don't know, I reckon, I don't know that bit. I actually wonder if it would be, to be fair. I
Can
don't
you?
know.
Surely not. A
I
criminal.
feel like it's almost like they think, right, we get the big guys, we get a promotion, it looks good for us. It's
Yeah.
better to risk somebody like Ravi, who's a criminal, than one of our own going undercover. And maybe that's
True.
the thinking behind it. But whether this does happen in real life, I really don't.
I don't know.
How
I
would we
don't know.
know, I
If
guess?
you are a policeman or indeed an informant, let us
Or
know.
undercover.
Or undercover currently, let us know what
Yeah.
happens. Yeah, let us know in the comment section. So that's all going on. Harry's grassed everybody up. Is that going to come back and bite him on the arse?
I did wonder this straight
I
away.
feel
Y
like it will,
you'd
won't it?
think, yeah, you'd think. But then again, I guess it depends if Erky and Kerr will get arrested straight away.
Well,
Does he know everyone's
what's going to
names?
happen with Oki, do we think?
Well, surely he's just going to go down now. Is that, well, this is it. I don't know. Is this the end of Erky, or
I don't
is
know.
are they?
I feel like Oki's got one more mad act in him before he
True, yeah, it wouldn't feel like quite closure enough for
No,
Erky,
because
would
he's
it, if he
been
just went, oh, he's just been arrested and sent
No,
down,
he
yeah,
feels
done.
like he needs to have like an ultimate sort of comeuppance, doesn't it, for Oki
Yes,
before his
yeah.
part in this story is finished. So I feel like that might happen over the next couple of weeks. So yeah, all of that's going on. Meanwhile, Nicola, as we have said, is back this week, and she's sort of trying to get round George and try and persuade him that this is not in his best interest to sort of, get Harry arrested and sent down because of everything that's going on with Kojo. And we are privy to a moment at the end of the week where Nicola has taken a pregnancy test, and the two little lines tell us that she is up the duff duff.
Oh, the duff duff. Yeah, she it's George's, right? That's the
Well, I was
whole
going to
point
ask
of
this.
this.
There's
Yeah,
no
there's
way that it could
nobody
be
else.
Teddy's or anything, is there?
I did wonder that. No, I feel like it
I
is
feel
just
like it
George's.
must be George's, right? But then
Yeah.
would she not have brought this up to George sooner? By the way, I'm pregnant with your kids, so do you really want to send my son to prison?
Well, no, but I think that's why. I think she's
So she's
trying
just discovered.
to, no, I think she's trying to get George to be, what's the word, like, be kind to her for her rather than because he's discovered that she's pregnant. She wants it to be just, see, I feel like she caught feelings for George really quickly. Like
I think
they
she.
felt like they had a very genuine bond, didn't they, and connection.
Yeah, because when George was trying to sort of like back off it a little bit, she was actually quite upset about it, wasn't she?
Yeah. Whereas, like, we've seen her have, yeah, she had, didn't she have that hookup with
With
Jack,
Jack.
didn't she, a
Yeah, she
while
wasn't bothered
ago? So we
about
could, yeah, this is what I mean. So it's not like she does it with
that.
everybody. I feel like her and George, yeah, I feel like she genuinely
Plus, I
liked
want
him.
the whole Cindy and Nicola rivalry to continue as
Oh,
well. So I don't mind
100%.
this.
Yeah.
I
Yeah,
don't mind
definitely.
this. This is okay. I'm fine with
Yeah.
this, to be honest with you. I'm not a huge
Yeah.
fan of pregnancies as a whole, just because what tends to happen is that when a kid is born, that really limits the character in terms of like people are
Yeah.
always like, well, where's the kid? Where's the baby? And it sort of kind of
I know what
limits
you're
them.
saying. Yeah. It's
But
more
in
for
this
the
case,
storyline than thinking
but
of
in
the
this case,
longevity of it.
in this case, I don't really mind it because there's potential stories to be taken out of this. There's potential feuds. There's interesting stuff that can be garnered from it. So that's fine. So is she gonna? I mean, it is definitely George's. I feel like it can't be anybody else's,
Yeah.
can it? Yeah.
Yeah, feels, yeah, definitely, right? Because, yeah, unless she's got with someone wherever, well, we don't know where she's been, what she's been up to,
Well,
right? We
who
could
we
be
know? It could have been
anyone's.
anybody's, but she's very, very pregnant because she's got two
Yeah.
lines on the test, two very clear lines, by the way, as
Yeah.
well. So that's definitely is like a
There's no
COVID test.
mistaking.
If
Yeah.
they're clear, then you're definitely
Exactly.
positive.
Yeah,
Yes, exactly.
yeah,
So there we are then. So actual movement with all this stuff this week. We've had some stories that have actually pulled up some interesting little threads that might be fun to unravel in weeks going on. The Zoe stuff kind of just keeps trotting along until they're ready to tell us information, it feels like at this point, right?
Yeah, I feel like they just need to, I don't know, this stalker or not stalker stuff. I feel like that needs to hurry up a bit, even though,
There is
like
a
you're saying, it
side
might
of
go on to
me.
Christmas.
Yeah, there is a side of me that thinks that there's something that they're waiting to happen in terms of someone coming back, whether that be Linda or Sharon or something like that. And so there's almost a side of me that will kind of wonder if the stalker stuff's kind of been brought into it to sort of kind of paper over something that should be going on as well. Because
Maybe,
the whole kid thing feels like we should be further along with it by now, because it feels like Kat would literally have said, "Can you just tell me who the bloody dad of this kid is, please?" Or someone would have said that. It feels like we should know at least that by now.
I
But now
agree.
it feels like they're holding off that information until Christmas.
Yeah, and then we're gonna have the reveal of who
Yeah.
the,
Yeah.
yeah.
We shall see. Gold star this week, Ray.
Norma.
Norma.
Hated her, but I loved her. Norma,
Fair enough.
100%.
Fair enough. I'm going to give mine to Harry, I think, this week.
Okay, yeah, I can see
There
that.
we go
Yeah,
then. So
yes,
Norm,
yeah.
yeah. So Norma and Harry for the gold stars this week. Let us know who your gold stars are going to, and we should finish as usual with some comments from you.
We've got a comment here from Megan Brooke who says, I loved that the first thing we saw of Eve's mum was her arm and the handbag coming through the door. I don't want to be on Norma's side, but I was thinking about that scene with her and Eve in the kitchen and how after Eve disappeared the whole night. I definitely think if Eve and Sukey are still going forward with the adoption, maybe Eve should have some therapy to talk about her past and her relationship with her own parents. Love the podcast. Love that.
Thank you very much, Megan.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly something that's still very heavily in Eve's life, isn't it? This whole thing with her sister.
A trigger.
Yes, it is a trigger, and I feel like it is something that has really sort of put her on a certain path in life. It feels like everything that we knew about Eve, you know, the how she ended up in prison and the fact that she her kind of go-to sort of panic button is to sort of just go on a night out or just go and get absolutely hammered somewhere or run off to Brighton. So it'll be interesting to sort of see that addressed in future months. I hope that Norma's return into her life is sort of like us starting to explore that a little bit.
Do you think that if Eve had the responsibility, though, of her child, like if they do go through with the adoption fully, do you think that then she'd go, well, I can't run off and do that because I've got this responsibility?
Yeah.
I feel like it'd stop her from doing it. I feel like she wouldn't do that and that she'd be quite responsible. But then I'm
Yeah.
trying to envisage if her and Sukey had an argument, would she think, oh, well, Sukey's home and looking after him, I'm gonna go off still. I don't know.
I wonder if, depending on how old this kid that they end up having is, I wonder if something similar might have happened to the kid. And so
Interesting, yeah.
that there's some sort of interplay there where Eve can sort of address her own issues whilst trying to sort out this kid's problems.
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
Maybe. Charlie Edge has said, I didn't expect to love Eve's mum, but she was brilliant. Reminded me of Brenda, Debbie's mum. I've watched the L Word, had me howling. I really hope that Sukey and Eve do go through with the adoption. It would be lovely to show later life lesbians going through the adoption process and also delve into adopting older kids. I'm sure there'll be a few spanners in the works, but we get there before we get there. But I do hope we do get there. Later life lesbians. Like that.
I
Later life lesbians. Yeah, it's. I do see the similarities between Brenda and Norma for a start. It could have
Yes,
basically been,
definitely.
they could have been played by the same actress, essentially, couldn't they?
100%. Yeah,
Yeah,
definitely. And this is why I want
100%.
to see Norma back again, but we'll
Yes.
see.
Yeah. And I want to sort of maybe also explore the similarities between Norma and Sukey as well.
Yeah,
Because,
definitely.
like we said last week, they do say that you go to someone that's quite similar to a parent, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Even if you're a later life lesbian, you do
Apparently
that.
so.
Yeah, there you go.
We've got a comment here from Gary Christie who says, Paul disappeared, died not long after Zoe left in 2004, 2005. What if they met off screen after this? The time frames work out and it would explain why they brought Anthony back. Is Nicola's baby definitely George's? Didn't she bed Teddy and George in quick succession?
See, I wondered this. Is there a chance it could be just be Teddy's?
I guess that there is, but yeah,
When.
possibly. I don't know. I don't feel like, because obviously all the thing came out about Barney, so I don't feel like that they have
Yeah.
slept together recently
Yeah, no, I
anyway.
don't think they have, and I feel like it can only be George's because
Yeah.
she only started sleeping with George when her and Teddy had broken up again, didn't they? So,
Yeah, I think that's it. I think it is just George's. That is what we're supposed to assume.
With regards to Paul, I mean, I think it's a possibility, is what I would say. I don't feel like we should throw all out. We shouldn't be adamant about it, really, put it like that.
We should not be
But not be
adamant.
adamant.
They
But
did bring Paul up a few times as well recently, and we commented on that a couple of weeks ago, so I wouldn't be
He
that
has
surprised.
been mentioned more than he has ever been. So
Yeah.
it's a
Or is that just because
possibility.
of the calling back to the past
Yeah,
and
and the
reminding us
fact.
about
Yeah,
Anthony as
and you
well?
would
And
mention him, wouldn't you? Now you've got Anthony back on screen again and Patrick on screen and them together. You would mention Paul, right? What I love is that there's never any mention of Isaac.
Oh, actually, no, I feel like they did very
I
vaguely
don't think they
mention him
did.
like once recently, but like really briefly. But yeah, that seems to have gone out the window,
I
doesn't
don't
it?
think Isaac's a thing anymore, quite frankly.
No,
I
yeah.
feel like if we were to have a scene where Patrick was to list his children, I think he might forget Isaac, in all
Yeah,
honesty.
and I think we'd all forget him
I
forgetting. We'd
think,
be like,
and
yeah,
we'd
that's all his
yeah,
children
no, that's all
listed.
his
That's
kids.
it.
That that's all he's got. And finally, Kathy Vernon Kettner has said Harry and Kojo's friendship is so heartwarming. Now that this storyline is moving along, I hope Gina and Harry can get back together. Gina's reaction to Harry back this week, right? When she turned around and was like, "You might have ghosted me. That's fine." It's like, hang on a minute, Gina. He
He
never
didn't
ghosted
ghost,
you. He
yeah.
was under the influence of heroin and was being kept hostage in a
Yeah,
flat.
he was being
He was
kept hostage.
not
He weren't
ghosting you.
ghosting. Yeah,
He was
no, that
not
is so
ghosting you at
true.
all.
Yeah.
So let's hold back on those accusations for a sweet second, lady.
Well, people like throwing accusations around,
Oh, they
Rob. Don't you
do.
know
They
this by
do.
now?
No, well, not to me, they
But
don't.
in fairness, I think the point she was making was, you can do what you want to me, but Kojo,
Kojo.
shame on you.
How much of what happened to Kojo can you actually throw blame at Harry's door, would you say?
He could have 100% have spoke out sooner about what was
Yeah.
going on instead of letting it get this far. I know that Harry was somewhat endangered as well, and we're led to believe that what we're led to believe that everything he did was to try and keep Kojo safe.
Yeah.
Well, that failed miserably. So actually, yeah, you should have just spoke up sooner.
He
Sorry.
should. I feel like Gina needs to sort of chill out a little bit with the accusations, though, because
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but you would be so annoyed. Like, that's her uncle, isn't it? Like, this
Yeah.
vulnerable adult, and her
But
saying,
Kojo
even as
is.
she knows that the friendship's genuine though, and I feel like deep down she knows Harry's nature, but it's
Yeah.
all very fresh, isn't it, right now?
Yeah.
So
But the
maybe
thing
there is
is,
time.
I agree that Kojo's and Harry's friendship is just so pure and lovely to watch on screen, isn't
Yeah,
it?
it is.
Because
Yeah.
the way that Kojo was so relieved to see Harry out of hospital, like ran to hug him and everything like that, it's just like, do you know what? Actually, try and tear those two apart, George. Do what you can to try and tear that apart because it's not going to work. Trust me.
No. And
Like it's,
Kojo's still, he wants his independence. You can't stop him being
yeah.
friends with someone. It wasn't re Harry didn't do those things to Kojo, though. I think that's what's important to remember. It
Yeah.
wasn't Harry doing that to Kojo.
Yeah.
He did get wrapped up in it. And yeah, he didn't go about things the right way, but he was trying to help in the way that he thought was the best way to
Yeah,
help.
absolutely. There we go then. So that's it for this week, ladies and gents. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. If you'd like to get in touch with us with questions, comments, or accusations of narcotics, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Instagram and Twitter at E20 After Dark. Don't forget to like and subscribe on our YouTube channel, Albert Square After Dark, and find us wherever you get your podcasts. You can email us at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/e20afterdark. Or if you'd like to buy me a bottle of wine, you can go on buymeabottleofwine.com.
Is that a sign? Oh, well, I'll sign up to that while we're at it. I'll definitely sign up to that. Thank you very much for watching. Are you going to be back in the UK next week, Ree?
I am, yes.
Are you
I'm flying
sure?
back. Yeah, 100%. The flights are booked for Monday. So I've done just under 2 weeks this time.
That's practically a weekend away for you, isn't
Yeah, right.
I know.
I'll be there.
How the other half live. Right, ladies and gents, we will see you same time next week. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye for me.
See you then. Goodbye.
Bye.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.